Some important record keeping. Joshua 12, 1 through 5.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Now these are the kings of the land, whom the children of Israel struck and possessed their land beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise, from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon, and all the Arabah eastward. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and ruled from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the middle of the valley, and half Gilead, even to the river Jabbok, the border of the children of Ammon. And the Arabah to the Sea of Chinneroth eastward, and to the Sea of the Arabah, even the Salt Sea eastward, the way to Beth Jeshimoth, and on the south, under the slopes of Pisgah, and the border of Og, king of Bashan, of the remnant of the Rephaim, who lived at Ashtaroth, and at Edrei, and ruled in Mount Hermon, and in Selica, and in all Bashan, to the border of the Gershurites and the Maakathites, and half Gilead, the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. It is good for us to read this and to remember that these passages are important too. The things that are going on in our world today demonstrate why records like this are important. For much of my life, people have been arguing over Israel's right to the land they have today. This record makes it clear that the kings of the people who once occupied the land no longer exist. God could see the future. He knew that ignorant and willful people would argue over his land. The documented evidence that the land, and even more than they have today, actually belongs to Israel. Not only is this documentation in the Bible, the land they have today was repurchased at very high prices. Some of the land was taken in war that Israel didn't start. There are few pieces of land with as good a documentation as to who it belongs to as Israel. There are also very few places on earth about which so many lies are told. The reason it is contested is because people refuse to believe in God's word. Many are trying not to believe in God at all. Others have made up a different God. The fact is that everyone knows the true God in their hearts. They actually have to try to avoid him to believe the things they do. Evidence all around us points to a creator. Israel has been chosen by God to not only have evidence, but to have records that demonstrate beyond a shadow of a doubt that the land belongs to them. These records are also the kind of things that keep our critics from being able to rationally conclude that Christianity is false. These records are constantly being validated by archaeological discoveries. People may criticize the Bible, but they don't have a rational argument against it.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.